Charles Ponzi and Bernie Madoff are two of the most infamous figures in financial history, not only because of the scale of their fraud, but because they reveal a repeating truth about human nature. Greed can cause people to ignore obvious warning signs and believe what they want to believe. Their schemes were separated by nearly a century, yet the psychology behind them was strikingly similar. Both men exploited the same vulnerability, our desire for easy gains and our willingness to suspend skepticism when the promise is attractive enough. Charles Ponzi rose to notoriety in the early 1920s by claiming he had discovered a way to profit from international postal reply coupons. The details were confusing to most investors, but that didn't matter. Ponzi offered returns that seemed almost magical, quick, consistent profits with little risk. People poured money in because they wanted the story to be true. Early investors were paid with funds from the later investors, creating the illusion of success. The more people saw others getting paid, the more they trusted the system. It was social proof disguised as financial legitimacy. Soon, the scheme grew beyond what it could sustain, and it collapsed, leaving thousands devastated. Bernie Madoff's fraud was far larger and more sophisticated. Madoff ran what became the biggest Ponzi scheme in modern history, managing billions of dollars for wealthy individuals, charities, and institutions. He projected credibility. He had prestige, connections, and the appearance of expertise. Investors believed they were gaining access to an exclusive strategy that produced steady returns regardless of market conditions. Those returns were not just impressive, they were unnaturally smooth. That consistency should have raised alarm, yet many investors accepted it without question, partly because Madoff's reputation made doubt feel unnecessary, and partly because the profits were simply too appealing to challenge. In both cases, greed didn't always look like cartoonish selfishness. Often it appeared as quiet optimism. The desire to grow savings, secure retirement, or gain an edge in a competitive world. But greed becomes dangerous when it replaces critical thinking. It creates a mental shortcut. If I can make money easily, I don't have to look too closely. When people are hungry for gain, red flags become inconvenient. Skepticism feels like an enemy of opportunity. One major red flag in both scams was the promise of high or consistent returns with low risk. Real markets fluctuate. Legitimate investing involves uncertainty. When someone claims they have found a reliable path to large profits without downside, that claim should trigger questions. Instead, many investors rationalize it. Maybe he's just that smart, or maybe this is a strategy I don't understand. Greed encourages people to treat confusion as proof of sophistication rather than a reason for caution. Another red flag is secrecy. Ponzi's explanation was vague. Madoff's strategy was famously opaque, described in ways that were difficult to verify. But secrecy can feel exclusive, and greed turns exclusivity into credibility. People assume that if they're allowed in, it must be real. In fact, the opposite is often true. The less transparent an opportunity is, the more carefully it should be examined. Perhaps the most troubling lesson is that people often participate in deception without realizing it because they are emotionally invested in the outcome. Once money is involved, admitting doubt becomes painful. The investor doesn't want to be the one who missed out, or worse, the one who admits they were fooled. Greed creates denial, and denial keeps the scheme alive. Ponzi and Madoff remind us that fraud succeeds not only because of the con artist, but because of the psychology of the crowd. When people want something badly enough, they stop asking hard questions. In the end, the greatest protection is not merely financial knowledge, but moral discipline, resisting the temptation to believe in profits that require us to ignore reality.